Welcome to Nevada News. Meg is on the program today. He opened up one of the largest Toyota dealerships on the West Coast. Our guest is Tom Dolan. He's the head of Reno Toyota and Lexus of Reno. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Martha Gould, Verita Black Prothro, and Leslie Pittman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome, for the first time to this program, Tom Dolan. He's the owner and president of Reno Toyota and Lexus of Reno. He's also the Nevada State Director for the National Auto Dealers Association and has been for the last 9 years. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so you opened this huge Reno Toyota facility.
Yes.
How much did it cost? How big is it?
I haven't talked cost before, but with you I will. It's right around $29 million for the dealership itself, and then $10 million more for the property. And that includes all of the building and all of the underground and all of the curbs, gutters, sewers, sidewalks, everything that we have to do with NDOT. And we're just, you know, betting on the future.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Steve Wynn, talking about the opening of Encore, mm-hmm. said, well, we didn't know we were going to be in the middle of a recession when we opened, but, you know, it takes years to plan these things.
Well, yeah, everybody says to me, you know, why did you do something crazy like that and build such a big building? Well, they don't realize that, you know, I started this about 4.5 or 5 years ago. And then by the time you get through the city and you get through all of your appraisals and you get through all of the other things and get all of your, you know, you have to get all kinds of documents and everything into the city, and then you have to be approved. And And that's the tough part. And then we also had to get a street that was going down the middle of the property. We had to get that canceled, and then move the street around the property so we could get back to REI and treat them fair and square and Costco and all the other stuff. So that's what took a long time.
So let's talk about business. How is business doing? Are we still trailing along the bottom? Are we moving forward slightly? Are we going backwards? Where are we?
No, I think we're starting to come up a little bit. You know, lenders have started to give in a little bit as far as trying to help some of the people. You know, we had the recession where everything stopped, and then all the banks were stopped, and that was just bedlam in the industry. And then after that was done, then we had the banks starting to slow down on lending, and they were real picky on all of their scores and all this kind of stuff. And at one time, they even said that if you didn't have a 700 score, don't even turn in their application.
But didn't it used to be that if you didn't have the best credit, you just paid a little bit higher interest rate? What happened to that?
I don't know, because you pay high interest rates now, so it doesn't really matter. The interest rates, they say, are low, but as far as car lending, they're still at 6, 7, 8%, 9%, some.
What are you seeing as far as the manufacturers? Are they looking at doing more to help with the financing?
They are. I don't know if you know, but the federal government just gave GMAC $2.3 billion more dollars to get some more financing into the market, of which it upset some of us other dealers, because it's not really fair to, you know, specialize and take one out of the market. So, you know, like Chrysler Corporation, they didn't get any. The Ford Motor didn't get any. Naturally, Toyota didn't get any.
And Ford didn't want any, really?
No, they didn't want any. They haven't wanted any of the subsistence anyway. So.
What are you looking at in terms of any kind of growth in the marketplace? Is it in the used car business? Is it in the new car business? Is it in service?
Right now, I have built my whole dealership around service. And the reason I say that is because I've been in this business for 35 years in Reno, and going on my 36th year, and with all of the UIOs, which is units in operation, we had to build a bigger dealership to take care of the customer. And out of everything that's said and done, the bottom line is you have to take care of the customer. From the time they walk in the front door to the time that they leave your service department, to the time that they get their car washed, to the time that they fill it with gas, to the time that we do all the extra things that we've done with the customer now, it's just that we have to do that kind of stuff. And we have to be ready for them, because I was having problems with customers being, you know, calling me on the phone and saying, "Hey, Dolan, you know, I can't get my car in for 2 weeks, and I can't get an oil change for 3 days, you know, 3-4 days. I want to leave town. I want to do this. I want to do that." And that's just not where I wanted to go. So I've really built, well, we have a 3-story parking garage, which all the customers can go inside, and they never have to go out in the elements as far as looking at vehicles. We have... We have 72 bays now.
72.
I was working out of 24 bays for about 20 years, and now I've got 72 bays. So we have more bays than we have employees right now. So hopefully, I'm just betting on the future that, you know, we're going to be able to take care of all of the customers that come in and take care of them immediately, and not have to have them wait and get to them as fast as we possibly can.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with Tom Dolan when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Corporations moving to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center require reliable power, fiber optic communication, and clean water sources. And yet, there's another amenity we're very proud of here at TRI, rail service. So far, we've built over 2 miles of railroad track, and another 3.6 is under construction. When companies need to transport freight, we're going to help them move it quickly and efficiently. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Tom Dolan. He's the Nevada State Director for the National Auto Dealers Association for the past 9 years, also owns Reno Toyota and Lexus of Reno. Put in context, for somebody who is dealing with, you know, even though a lot of them are made in the United States now, what did you think of the federal bailout of the auto companies?
Of the what?
Of the auto companies. Should it have been done?
The bailout?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard question to ask. I personally think so, and the reason I do is because I think it's just good to have everything positive in the automobile business. The competition is better. The people are better. There's more people in the industry. There's more people that come out. There's more, you know, chucking and jiving and people, you know, coming out on Saturday and comparing one deal to another deal and all that kind of stuff. And that's the stuff that I want. And I think that it was a good thing. A lot of people in the industry said, hey, just let them go. You know, if they blew it and they gave too many bonuses to the upper echelon of their corporation and they blew all of their profits, you know, they should pay for that. And, okay, well, they did that, and now where do we go from here? What, just cut them off? I don't think that's right. And I think that the more the people stay in business in this town, the better off we are. Because if we don't have customers and we don't have business and we don't have, you know, good, sound economy, this place isn't going to make it. And you know, my place won't make it, and your place, and everybody else's place, they just won't make it. It'll be a, you know, it'll just be a ghost town, I mean, type of thing, if we continue to not have some type of bailouts and some type of help from the federal government, period.
And it's interesting you have that point of view because, you know, Toyota and Lexus did not get that support, but they kept coming up with new and innovative ways to present their cars, mm-hmm. and figure out the market share. Shouldn't it be the survival of the fittest?
Yeah, you could say that, and you know, down in deep, sure, I'd like to think that, but at the same time, I just believe that everybody needs a help because I think it just creates more in the industry because that's what we need. We need people in the industry. We don't need people leaving the industry. And the survival of the fittest, yeah. You know, Toyota and Lexus, you know, we've been very lucky. I mean,
more than luck.
You know, they've been very, very smart people in Japan, and they've worked very hard to do that. And a lot of people don't understand that right now, 67% of every Toyota that's sold in the United States is built in the United States. And that's all built by factories that are factory-owned and factory-operated, and, you know, not even... There's some Japanese that do a lot of the management and all that kind of stuff, but that's not really.
But they
really
also
the
weren't carrying the weight of all the benefits that the unions had secured over the years that have really weighed down the major auto manufacturers in this country. And also, it seems like for the U.S. automakers, they have to come up with a more creative product to get people excited about their products.
Yeah, because they've laid back a long time, okay, Sam? What they've done is they've laid back and they haven't really created a product that the people really like. And I think that it's R&D, you know, it's research and development, and it has to do that. But one of the problems that the domestics have had is that the R&D wasn't supplied because of a lack of cash flow. And so when you don't have cash flow, you don't have R&D. If you don't have R&D, you don't build nice cars. If you don't have nice cars, you don't have... I mean, it's just it's a trickle-down effect. And if you don't have the nice cars and the ones that people want to buy, they're not going to buy them. I mean, that's just the way it is. You have to put that in there. The nice thing about Toyota is Toyota doesn't service any debt. They come over here to the United States, they pay cash for all of their property, they pay cash for everything that they do, and that's the reason that they have all this extra money for R&D. They're not servicing this giant debt that all the other manufacturers are.
How is the Northern Nevada market compared to the Southern Nevada market for automobiles at this point? Because we've seen quite a few dealerships closing down in Southern Nevada.
Better. Northern Nevada market is better. One, it's smaller. Two, it's, you know, we're pretty close-knit up here. You know, there's like probably a 50 or 60% of my business is repeat customers. And that's what I'm saying about making sure that the service gets done well and all that kind of stuff. And I just had a meeting with all my managers and told everybody and all my salespeople and brought them all on the showroom floor when we opened the new building. And I just told them, I said, every customer that walks in that showroom better have a smile on their face, because, you know, don't just point to the restrooms are down here or this is down there or anything else like that. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. It needs to be done like the old Nordstrom's way or something like that, where, you know, they take the customer to the restroom. They take them to the cashier's cage. They take them to the parts department. They take them to the service department. Those are the things that are important, because customers remember that.
And isn't that the way business should be done anyway?
It is the way business should be done, and that's the way we've done it. But that's the reason that we've kept a lot of people coming back.
Well, congratulations on your new facility, and we wish you the best of luck. And knowing your attitude over these last 30-odd years, I think you'll do fine. Tom
thank
Dolan,
you.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. For example, within 48 hours, we do something no one else does. We give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly and that you were 100% satisfied, or we'll make it good.
We just want to make sure you're totally happy with the job. I know we don't have to do this. We do it because we care.
Because we care. It's right there in our name, Evergreen Carpet Care. For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
It's easy to kick back and relax when you have the perfect place to, well, kick back and relax. And RC Willie has quite the selection.
This month, you'll find incredible savings on everything for your great room. Save now on brand-name HDTVs and home theater systems. You'll also save on recliners and sofas and sectionals with built-in recliners. Receive a free gift when you visit rcwillie.com and enter to win a $7,000 dream great room.
So put your feet up at RC Willie, where it's your home, your way.
To get health reform right,
Nevada's Senator Harry Reid is fighting for common sense solutions. So you can't be denied coverage for a pre-existing condition, and your insurance can't be taken away, even if you get sick or lose your job. And Senator Harry Reid helped pass a lifetime limit on out-of-pocket medical expenses, so a serious illness can't bankrupt a family. Call Senator Harry Reid today. Tell him thanks for fighting for us.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, we have Leslie Pittman, who is the principal of Sierra Strategies, Verita Black Prothrow, who is with Nevada Arrhythmia Services, and Martha Gold, political activist, and Paul Enos, of course. So we're taping this the day after a very stunning election in Massachusetts, at least stunning for the Democrats. New York Times reporting that Scott Brown's decisive Senate victory in Massachusetts imperiled the fate of the Democratic health care overhaul on Tuesday, as House Democrats indicated they would not quickly approve a Senate-passed health care measure and send it to President Obama. What do you think this means for the Democrats?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they'll try to regroup and do something different.
Because the original idea that was floating around was that they would just jump onto the Senate bill and get it signed and sent
to
the president.
It's not going to happen.
But apparently that's been made clear that that's not going to happen. So I'm not sure. But it's unfortunate that there are some parts of it that aren't, if it doesn't happen, coverage for pre-existing conditions, the inability for insurance companies to toss people off when they are sick, and whatever tort reform was going to be involved with it. I mean, those are the three things that I think
was there
so
any tort reform involved
in it? I think there was some.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, the trial lawyers did an amazing job. They certainly did.
Has anyone ever really read through this bill, including members of Congress, or do they depend on their staffs?
Well, we know that they depend on their staffs, but I guess, you know, the bigger question is, does this put the Democrats in a position of realizing that the country just doesn't understand this health care plan, and they've been trying to ram this through, and the public has responded in, you know, what would be considered, you know, obviously Kennedy country, putting in a Republican and saying, okay, no more 60.
You know, I think
it's funny. I asked Paul the question. You answered.
I wasn't sure if you were asking me. I'll be more than happy to answer it, Sammy.
We're the pundit. You're supposed to be answering these questions.
From my point of view, Sam, I think the people of Massachusetts—they've had a universal health care plan, which would be passed, which would be similar to the one that the feds are looking at right now, and people there don't like it. Insurance costs more than it does anywhere else in the country, and so I think that was a factor.
Martha, I'll throw this one at you. Danny Tarkanian put out a statement in response to Scott Brown's victory. Tonight, the people of Massachusetts have spoken for the people of America, including the grassroots voter of Nevada right here. No more bailouts, no more reckless spending, no more socialized health care. We're taking our country back.
It's a shame that Mr. Tarkanian doesn't read Paul Krugman in the New York Times, who is an economist. He has some very pertinent things to say. I don't agree with him. I think that somewhere along the line, people want health care reform. They want access.
But this was more like insurance reform.
But this bill has become a hot potato. And basically, if you look at the polls, what people are really concerned about at this point is jobs. You're not going to have economic growth in this country if you don't do something about the jobless rate. And that seems to be the top issue that people are concerned about at this point, not health. And, you know, being an elected official in Washington is not easy. And the art of politics is the art of compromise. And right now, you have the Democrats here, you have the Republicans here. No one wants to compromise. No one wants to sit down and talk. There is no bipartisanship. People are angry at Obama because they want him to change and fix everything. He inherited 8 years of hell.
Okay. It's but not Leslie, going to don't be, you think that we have the Democrats here or the Democrats here?
I think it's going to be interesting to see if the Democratic leadership in Washington, together with the Obama administration, take this lesson learned from yesterday's activity
in
Massachusetts and reach out to the Republicans to talk about in bringing some of those provisions that you discussed, Marita, into the health care package, the tort reform, some of the things that are going to bring some Republicans to the table so they get that 60-vote margin back.
And you think tort reform is going to be there?
I don't think so. You know, the trial lawyers, they did a fantastic job. I think I read that they had like 700 faxes going in the night before a final vote was taken. They really mobilized and did a great job of blocking any sort of tort reform aspect of this health care reform bill. But I just think given, you know, it's going to be difficult, I think, for the Senate Majority Leader to keep his caucus together. These guys are going to be scared to death out of what happened in Massachusetts.
Well, in between the House and the Senate as well.
Whether it even has to do with the health care reform or it has to do with a failed candidate in Martha Coakley. But people are going to be very nervous. And so I think there's going to be, I am hopeful that there will be an opening up of an opportunity and discussion with the Republican side to get something done on health care reform.
And isn't this also difficult for Senator Reid personally, where his own reelection campaign?
Oh, yeah, because he's put so much of his own energy into making sure that this legislation is passed. So now I think that, you know, everybody needs to take a deep breath because the bottom line is that something needs to happen with health care. Mm-hmm. You know, this might not be the right thing. I am not sure because I haven't read all 2,200 pages of it. You know, there are different things of it that I've seen that I like and some things that are a little concerning, but something has to happen because the healthcare system in this country is broken and we have too many people who do not have access to healthcare. We have too many people who are utilizing our emergency rooms incorrectly and that's always going to drive up costs. And there's not any focus on prevention. We have a society of people who are way overweight. All these things are problems, and I don't know. Those are things that need to be addressed, and something has to happen.
Okay,
and
that's where we're out of time. Martha, we'll continue this in the commercial break. We'll be right back on Nevada News Makers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can take the show on the road with you. Download it free of charge at iTunes for your iPod. And the next broadcast is the Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley. You'll not want to miss that show. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.